Much prosperity, y'all. It's your girl, the Bootleg Ghetto Mother Goose, and I'm back with another what? Another story. So let's talk about it. Here we go. So I was cruising the web on my phone, and I come across a timesguide.com article. And we're going to talk about it. Hold on. Make sure this shit's seen. Oh, thank you, Father. This shit's still recording. Good shit. All right, so forget PS5 and the Xbox Series X. Nintendo Switch Pro could arrive this year. Analysts predict the Nintendo Switch Pro could get 4,000K support. That shit looks very crazy. Okay. While both the PS5 and the Xbox Series are stupidly difficult to buy at the moment, a third new game console could enter the fray this year in the form of Nintendo Switch Pro sometime this year. At least that's according to the industry analyst speaking to GamesIndustry.buzz, who predict an upgraded Nintendo Switch is coming in 2021, while the Nintendo Switch 2, a full sequel to the Nintendo's stellar hybrid console, looks to be a way off a pro version. A pro version could bring a boost in power and resolution. Dr. Serkan Toto of Canton Games is anticipating that this year Nintendo will be launching a beat up 4K device. Rumors of this have been around for some time, but given reports that Nintendo has been asking game developers to support 4K devices, 4K TVs, and dock mode, we may expect to hear something more concrete in the near future. Ampre analyst Piers Harding Rolls further added credence to this rumor. I guess that means like credit to this rumor by noting, last year I was unconvinced there would be a new flagship model Switch in 2020, but it's making more commercial sense to release an updated version in 2021. In recent interviews with Polygon, Doug Bowser, the president of Nintendo of America, said that the Nintendo Switch is at a midpoint of this life cycle and that the company is in no immediate rush to replace it. However, a Switch Pro wouldn't necessarily be a replacement for the current Switch, but a more higher-end version for people who want more out of the console. Think of it on the opposite scale of to the Nintendo Switch Lite. Nonetheless, if the Switch Pro rumors are true, then it's highly likely that we can expect the newer console to feature some quality of life changes beyond just a spec boost, including updated hardware, improved battery life, ONC recent speculation suggested that it may get a mini LED display, and at a push, the Switch Pro could even sport a dual screen design akin to the Nintendo akin to the Nintendo 3DS, but more likely to be a feature of the Switch 2. Okay. Currently, finding where to buy the Xbox Series X or the PS5 is a thankless task, but uncovering where to buy a Switch online is an easier one. As such, analysts are predicting a bumper year for the Nintendo Switch family, and if
a Switch Pro does indeed arrive in 2021, then it could further propel the success of the Nintendo game consoles. Everybody's expecting the Switch to run out of steam by 2021 is in for a bitter disappointment, said Toto. The Switch will be the best-selling console this year as well, driven by more first-party games, a hardware refresh, and device having developed into a lifestyle product for the mass market over the course of 2020. Harding Rose believes that this year will be no different, especially if the Switch Pro launches. Nintendo Switch family of devices to be the best-selling console again in 2021. I currently have an updated version of the Switch in my forecast for 2021. Okay. So, you know, but I ain't gonna do y'all like that. NPD's Matt Pascelli supports this, nodding that it will be the Switch that ends up selling the most units of console hardware in 2021, despite the recent launch of the PS5, the Xbox Series X, and the Xbox Series S. Naturally, time will tell if these predictions come to fruition, but 2021 set to be another interesting year for gaming, especially for the Switch. I personally believe that if they do all that, they need to bring better games. They need to make a lot of games over and add some shit to it, you know? They need to make a lot of games for the older people who used to play games. You know what I'm saying? To get back, like, you know, to get that nostalgic effect. You know what I'm saying? But I do see it being a great seller because I think Switch is like more family feel, like family games type of thing. Like not so much of, you know, like single playing games. Like they have some single playing games, but they have the dock mode where you can connect the Switch to the TV and play on there. And then you could detach the controllers so that you and somebody else can play against each other. So, I mean, I don't know, but the way it looked, like, the display of it, I don't like it. They need to not rush. They need to drop a release, maybe. They should drop a release, honestly. Like, I want to say middle of the summer, early fall. So, if it's not, like, the middle of the summer, like, in June, it needs to happen it needs to happen like September 1st. And it needs to happen September 1st. And if they're gonna do it so late on, they need to definitely make sure that they have a few release games that's going to make the Switch Pro look extremely great, but also make sure that they still make the games for Nintendo Switch so that it don't X out the people in its entirety. You know, you don't want to focus too much on a new product and not feed the old product, because everybody's not going to run out and buy the new shit, especially if it's not going to be too much of a difference, which it seems like it's not, like as far as the display, like as far as like the look of it now, the actual display and the hardware and all that extra shit, they might do something with that. But the look of it, if that's how it's going to look, that shit look plain. So that's just my opinion on it. It's your girl, the Bootleg Ghetto Mother Goose, and I'm wishing y'all much prosperity. And until next time, y'all be great, okay? Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.